Non-nested models are compared using either Hotelling's T or Rosenthal's Z. Rosenthal's Z is the same thing as Steiger's Z. Rosenthal published an article several years after Steiger. Didn't cite Steiger. It's been an interesting response to that article. And these are, yes, the same tests that are used to compare correlated correlations. And this highlights the idea that a multiple R is really a simple R, or that the correlation between a predictor and a criterion, is the same thing as a correlation between the criterion and the model based on that predictor. And this is something we keep coming back to. A model is represented by the predictions it makes. Yes?
Can you say that again? Just say what the equation is.
Sure. The correlation between a criterion and a predictor is the same thing as the correlation between a criterion and the estimated or predicted version of that criterion. A model is what it predicts. These formulas include not only the R-square of each model, but also the collinearity of the two models. One of the things that you have to take into account when you're doing these tests is make sure you plug in the right numbers. We'll show you the computator. It wants you to plug in R values. If you plug in R square values, you won't get a proper test. So theoretically, we're thinking about comparing the R squares, the variance accounted for by the two models. Procedurally, though, we're going to compare their R's. Some basic principles of these tests. The more correlated the models are to each other, the less likely they are to be differentially correlated with the criterion. Does that make sense? Two things that are very similar to each other rarely perform differently. So the more correlated they are with each other, the less likely they are to be differentially correlated with the criterion. A corollary to this is, obviously, the more predictors the two models share, the more collinear they will be. Seldom does the substitution of a single predictor within a larger model have a significant effect. Sometimes. The more collinear the variables being substituted, the more collinear the models will be. For this reason, there can be strong collinearity between two models that share no predictors. If I've got one model that's full of depression measures and another model that's full of anxiety measures, because depression and anxiety are so related to each other, those two models are going to be related to each other. Also, the weaker the two models are, the less likely they are to be differentially correlated with the criterion. If both of those R squares are close to zero, they're not likely to be different from each other. Does that make sense? So, highly correlated things tend to perform similarly. Models that are populated the same, that is, have mostly the same predictors, tend to be highly correlated with each other, tend to perform the same. And if neither model is performing well, they don't tend to perform differently. Also, just a reminder that if you want to test a hypothesis that this model is 20% better than this other model, what's called a non-nil hypothesis test, we can do those. We can test any specific hypothesis. And now the most annoying part. Non-nested model comparisons are probably our weakest comparisons, which is a real downer when you eventually look at this and figure out that non-nested model comparisons is an interaction, or can be an interaction test. And we love interactions beyond all other things, and it is in fact a much weaker test than our main effects tests. Compared to avoiding a type 2 error when looking for a given R, you need nearly twice the sample size to avoid a type 2 error looking for an R difference of the same magnitude. So if you're looking for a correlation of 0.3, 80% power, you need about 82 people in two groups are in your correlation sample. If you're looking for an R difference of 0.3, you need about twice that many. We'll show you the power tables and how to use them later. These tests are also less powerful than when comparing nested models. So sure, consider sample size and power and the magnitude of the R difference between the non-nested models you compare. It's another version of stop and think.